主后2012年正月十四，太平县马仔国纪念教会信徒座谈会，讲者者博伟志牧师，讲到题目出埃及记专讲第二讲。
Welcome back.
欢迎再次回来。
We're looking at the first 11 chapters of Exodus.
我们已经看了出埃及记前十一章。
And we examined its theological importance.
我们也看见了这神学性的重要。
If I were to summarize it all in one short sentence,
那我把它总结成一个短短的句子。
The book of Exodus teaches us the gospel.
那出埃及记是在教导我们福音。
And part of the news, of the good news of the gospel is that we have to know, hear the bad news first.
在这个好消息，就是福音里面其中的第一个部分，就是我们必须先知道那个坏消息。
After we go through the book of Exodus, we'll see all the different components of the good news.
所以再来，我们就会看见那个出埃及记，它怎么样把那个好消息呈现出来。
Now the first 11 chapters of Exodus.
在前十一章。
Also has political or governmental significance.
也有显示出政治性跟统治性的重要。
What can we learn about politics from this part of Exodus?
在出埃及记这部分，到底他提到那个这样的政治性的重要是什么呢？
Well, several things.
有几件事。
First,
第一个
the importance for a nation to remember its heroes.
一个国家要纪念他民族英雄的重要性。
The opening verses of Exodus
在经文里是
talk about Joseph.
在里面谈到就是约瑟。
The Egyptians did not want to remember Joseph.
埃及人不想要再纪念约瑟。
But Moses puts his name in there.
那摩西的名字也在那边。
To the Israelites.
对以色列百姓。
Joseph was a national hero.
约瑟是他们的民族英雄。
If you read the book of Genesis, we'll see why.
你只要读创世纪就知道为什么了。
He was used by God to save his people.
他是被神使用来救赎整个民族。
And this gives us a very vital lesson about being a nation.
所以在这样的很活跃的、很有生命的这样的一个启示里，
we all started from somewhere.
我们都是从某个地方开始的。
People sacrificed their lives to make us our nation.
所以是因为某些人牺牲他们的生命来成就立了一个国家。
It's the job of our leaders.
那就是我们的领袖的工作。
To help keep these important people to our forefront.
他们的工作就是要带领整个国家的百姓能够纪念这些。
That's why when you visit Taipei.
这是为什么当我们去台北。
We have beautiful buildings in memory of your national leaders.
就一个很美的建筑物来纪念我们的国父。
The same thing if you visit Washington D.C. for example.
所以举例，若是你去到华盛顿那个首都。
Beautiful monuments to help people remember their national heroes.
很美的一个纪念碑，在纪念他们的民族英雄。
Every nation needs to remember their national heroes.
每一个民族都必须要纪念他们那开创的那些英雄。
Because sometimes things get rather confusing, don't they?
因为有时候时间久了，很多事情都被模糊掉、困惑了。
Things get confusing being a nation.
对，要成为这个国家的那个为什么要成为这个国家，已经都很困惑了。
And sometimes it's easy to lose sight of why do we exist.
这时候就很常失去为什么这个国家要有这个国家的目的。
If we remember our national heroes,
若是我们来纪念我们的民族英雄，
it's easier to remember why we exist as a people.
就能够很容易来知道我们身为这个国家的国民，然后这个国家的意义。
This is true on a national level.
这是一个真理的一个层次。
It's also true on a local church level too.
事实上也是地方教会的一个真理的层次。
Before this meeting started,
在这个聚会开始之前，
I went to the back to look at your sign on the wall in the back.
我就去到后面看到你们写的那个纪念碑。
This church has a history.
这个教会是有历史的。
There were people that gave their lives to the founding of it.
有一群人献上他们生命来奠基这个教会。
There is a reason why this church and the reason why your churches were founded.
这就是为什么原因这个教会被立定，然后你们自己的教会被立定。
I know that there are people here from other churches.
我知道在座有很多从别的教会来。
Why did God call your church into existence?
为什么神呼召你的教会要成立呢？
You can remember that by remembering the people that founded it.
你又就是来纪念这个开始创立这个教会他们的来纪念他们来纪念这个教会存在的目的。
Because the evil one sometimes brings other things into the game.
因为常常那些恶者会把那个很多东西掺杂到整个画面里。
And these things tend to distract us.
这些事物就企图分散我们的注意力。
From the original calling and the original purpose why we exist.
从那最原始的呼召最原始的目的把我们都给分散掉。
When I was a pastor in the United States,
当我在美国在当牧师牧会的时候
we would have frequent family meetings of our congregation.
在我们的会众当中都有经常性的这样小组的聚会
And at these family meetings, we would talk about this.
在家庭聚会我们常常要谈论这些
Why did God call us into existence as a community?
为什么神呼召我们要存在这样的一个社区？
Are we doing what God called us to do?
我们要来做神要呼召我们做的。
Or are we being distracted by things that are not us?
或者是我们已经被其他事物给分散注意的呢？
Sometimes we use an illustration of a basketball game.
有时候我们会用那个用篮球投篮来比喻。
You could actually use any sports illustration.
或者是你可以用任何一个运动来做比喻。
I love baseball.
我喜欢棒球。
So you can use a baseball illustration if you want.
所以若是你愿意的话，你也可以用棒球来做比喻。
When you play a game like baseball or basketball,
当你在打棒球或是打篮球的时候
you only use one ball at a time.
你一次只用一颗球。
Imagine a basketball game or a baseball game.
我们想象一下，若是棒球或是篮球。
If somebody threw out another ball into the playing field.
若是有多了一两颗球丢进场里头了。
It tends to distract the players.
就哎，这样就会让打者就分散那个球员就分散注意力。
Which ball do we go after?
那我到底应该是专注哪一颗球
？It gets confusing.
就很困惑了。
Only one ball at a time.
所以一次只能一颗球。
Sometimes the evil one does.That to churches and even to nations.
有时候在教会里面，甚至一个国家也必须要看见这个。
He throws other things that look good.
其他事看起来也是好的。
But they're not us.
但是那不该是属于我们的。
They're not the reason why we are called into existence.
也不是我们被呼召存在的目标。
We must never forget the Josephs.
所以我们不应该忘记约瑟。
Secondly.
第二。
The importance for a nation to focus on God.
一个国家要专注于神的重要性。
Israel was in trouble.
以色列落入麻烦了。
An ungodly nation was about to take over them.
一个不敬虔的国家来掌管他们。
Their only hope was not on how wise they are.
这唯一的盼望不再是他们有多聪明才智。
How clever they are.
他们有多的聪明。
Their hope was not.Resting on whatever programs they happen to develop to help them.
也不在乎他们有能够办什么活动。
They were crying out to the one they should have been crying out to.
他们就对着那个唯一的真神不断的哭求着。
God.
就是神。
He is our only hope.
他是唯一的盼望。
Not as individuals.
不是个别个人而已。
Only.
是而且是唯一的。
But for our churches and for our nation.
不只是对个人，对教会，对国家也是。
I fear for the nations which I am a part of.
我觉得就是我身处在那个国家一份子。
We happen to have dual citizenship, United States and Israel.
我们平常可以有双重的国籍，所以我有美国的国籍，还有以色列国籍。
And in both cases.
这两个例子里
I can tell you honestly that our nations are not calling out after God.
我可以跟各位讲，我们的国家真的没有走在神呼召的路上。
That spells trouble.
那就落入很多麻烦了。
In the case of Israel,
在以色列这个例子
it's all written here.
都已经写在这里头了。
It's written in this book what will happen to us because we have not called upon our Lord.
若是已经都写下来，若我们不呼求神的话，会发生什么事都已经写下来了。
It's not written for United States or for Taiwan or any place else.
这写下不是说为美国或是为台湾或是为其他的。
But the principle is the same.
但是虽然不是为这些国家，但是原则却是一样。
Any nation that focuses on the one real God.
国家要专注着那独一真神。
Not the false gods.
不是要看那些假神。
Not the so-called one God of Islam.
不是他们说伊斯兰教称为一位神的那位。
Or not the one God of Buddhism.
也不是他们称佛教徒称为只有一位神的那个那个神。
The God of the Bible.
而是圣经指的这一位神。
He is our creator, the maker of heaven and earth.
他是创造天地创造我们的主。
Israel was being forced by God.
以色列已经神是来强迫他们。
To cry out to him.
用这样的方式迫使他们要对神来哭求。
And sometimes national difficulties arise just for that very reason.
有时候一个国家面对极大的危机的时候，有时候只是神想要能够有这样的原因，让这个国家来哭求神。
Sometimes church difficulties arise for that very reason.
有时候教会面对到很大的危机或是艰难的时候，也是为了这原因。
To cause us to focus on who our Maker is.
好，让我们真的愿意来呼求。由那创造我们创造天地的主。
Thirdly,
第三
an oppressive government can only go so far.
一个强权的政府是不能长久持续的。
We have to remember who is in control of this universe.
我们必须要记得谁在掌管这整个宇宙。
And this game of government oppression has been going on for millennia.
所以这样的一个强权政府不断的持续的。
Governments oppress people.
是政府在压迫百姓。
Dictators rise and fall.
然后在强使他们的那个他们的那个权力。
And they all try to give the impression that I'm in control and this is all about me.
强迫百姓说是我在控制，所以这都在乎我要不要。
Egypt felt like that.
埃及人也觉得他们是这样。
When the Exodus happened,
当这出埃及发生了。
Egypt was on the top of the world.
埃及是处在世界顶尖的国家里。
What I mean is,
我的意思是
that in this, I don't know what was going on in this part of the world, but in the Middle East,
我不是讲说这一边的国家，说至少在中东那一部分。
Egypt was at the height of its power.
因为埃及在中东是最大的权势的国家。
Nobody opposed them.
没有人可以跟他们敌对。
And they were oppressing the people of Israel and every other people too.
他们没有人可以跟他们相比，他们不断的压制以色列民，也压制其他国家。
By the time God was finished with Egypt.
在那时候，神就要让埃及能够结束掉。
They would never be the same since.
他们要让他们跟那时候再也不一样了。
When will they ever learn?
那他们唯一学到的。
When will they ever learn?
他们什么时候才能够真的学到？
That oppressors may feel powerful today.
那些这样的强压强制，也许今日看起来很有力量。
But tomorrow they could be dead.
但是明日可能就死亡了。
That's what the book of Exodus teaches us.
这就是出埃及记在教导我们的一个真相。
And if we are citizens of an oppressive government,
若是我们是在这个政府掌管底下的公民，
relief might not happen in our lifetime.
也许在我们这一生，我们没有办法亲眼看见。
But we could be guaranteed that God is God is the real sovereign.
但是我可以跟你保证，神是才是真实那个设立的管理的神。
And things will be different for our children and grandchildren.
对我们的子孙，对我们的孩子，对我们子孙来讲，事情一定会是不一样的。
Lastly,
最后
a selfish government will ultimately hurt its own people.
一个自私的政府最终只会伤害自己的百姓。
Why do we keep electing government officials?
为什么我们必须要让政府不断是一个那个正式的。
Based on our hope in their so-called promises.
根基在我们的盼望就是这样对我们的应许，对我们的承诺。
The government game is played every day in all parts of the world.
因为政府在各地都是不断的在参与这样的一个运作当中。
All the people who want to be elected give us promises.
所有想要被选上的人都要给出这样的承诺。
And once they're in office, they can't fulfill them.
一旦他们成为正式的官员了，他们就完成不了。
And things get worse.
那事情就变得更糟。
They themselves become selfish.
他们自己变得自私了。
They do things to remain in office.
然后他们就做那些事，好让自己这样的一个政府的官员的位置能够持续下去。
The parliament or governing body does enacts laws to keep itself in office.
所以很多政府他们的条例是想要让自己能够很合法的不断的持续下去。
And ultimately, the ones who suffer are those of us sitting in this room.
所有最后受苦的人是谁呢？就是坐在在座的各位了。
Sometimes believers run for office.
所以有时候信徒被成为那个政府官员。
Sometimes God may call some of you.
也许神也会呼召在座的某些人要成为政府官员。
On what basis are you going to run for that office?
那你要根基于什么来运作？
Are you going to be like all the rest, just make promises, and when you get elected, forget about the promises?
你可以像其他的候选人，然后给一堆的承诺，然后让人家可以选上当官员。
They teach us to say things that are only politically correct.
那他们教导我们只是讲说在政治上的那些术语好像讲得很好听的正确。
In other words, lie.
换句话说就是谎言。
When will there ever be a politician who truly is honest?
什么时候才能让这些政治圈能够真的很诚实呢？
And the irony is that the politician's dishonesty ultimately fall back and hurt his own people.
所以这样的一个政府最终只会伤害自己的百姓。
That's what happened to Pharaoh in Egypt.
这就是发生在埃及的法老。
He tried to keep in power.
他试着来持守住自己的权力。
God kept saying to him, "Let my people go."
神不断对他讲，让我的百姓去。
And ultimately,
最终
the people of Egypt were the ones that suffered.
是埃及百姓在受最后的苦了。
Imagine being an Egyptian suffering through those plagues.
来想象一下，在那些情况，那十灾里面，他们百姓受多大的苦。
And maybe that should lead us to a fifth point. Perhaps they should have put in here.
所以也许这个就带入我们进到第五点了。
Why do we the people tolerate selfish leadership?
为什么我们百姓要容许政府用自私的方式来让自己来受苦呢？
Why do we feel that we can't say no?
为什么我们觉得我们不能对政府说不？
When unrighteousness is happening.
就是当不公义的事发生的时候，我们为什么不敢说不？
You know, I'm Jewish.
你知道在
And we all know what happened in the Second World War to the Jewish people.
身为犹太人，我们大家都知道，在二次大战的时候发生在犹太人身上的事。
But we thank God every day.
但是我们每日仍然感谢神。
That there were some believers in Europe.
因为在欧洲有一些信徒。
That said no.
他们说不了。
To the Nazis.
对纳粹主义说不可以。
And risked their lives to hide our fellow people.
用他们冒自己生命的危险来将那些犹太人藏起来。
When the government is going against the word of God,
若是这个政府是抵挡了敌对了神的心意，
we have no obligation to agree with it.
我们绝对不可以同意这些。
And we should do everything in our power to try to change it.
我们必须尽可能的要来改变这样。
The people of Egypt could not get rid of Pharaoh.
这样的埃及的百姓却没有办法指证他们的法老。
But I guarantee you.
但是我可以跟你保证。
By the time they got to the 10th plague.
当他们正经历这第十个灾。
Pharaoh had to deal with riots in all of his cities.
所以事实上就是法老王必须去处理这整个城市的他们整个国家的混乱了。
There comes a time to cry out for righteousness.
那时候就会哭求对公义要哭求了。
That's what Moses and Aaron were doing.
那就是摩西跟亚伦他们要做的事。
But ultimately it's up to God.
但最终还是关乎神。
Pharaoh kept saying no.
法老一直说不。
And ultimately God dealt with him.
最后神就处理了这位法老了。
So these are some of the political lessons we can learn from the book of Exodus.
所以这是在出埃及记我们学到的一些政治部分的功课。
They're very important lessons to learn.
这是对我们来讲很重要的功课要学的。
And to keep in mind on this day of election.
所以在这大选日子我们要把这些想在我们的心中。
What are some things we can learn from this section of Exodus about families?
还有在这个出埃及记，我们如何学到关于一个家庭？
Well, there's some things.
是有些事要学。
First of all,
首先
Children are all created equal.
孩子都是平等的。
Boys and girls are equally important.
男孩跟女孩同等重要。
There's a role in the Israelites for the boys and a role for girls, and they're all, what they were saying is that God created them all.
在以色列百姓也要知道男孩女孩都是神所创造。
It saddens me.
对，这也有点让人家哀伤。
As a father,
身为一个父亲。
I have three girls and a boy.
我有三个女儿和一个儿子。
And now our collection of grandchildren is building too.
这也再来我们会有一个孙子。
Three granddaughters.
所以假如这样的话就
We have three granddaughters.
我们有三个孙女，就是我们大女儿生的。
And two more grand whatevers on the way.
然后还有两个正在路上，快要到达。
Sometimes I get with other men.
有时候这会抵挡了有一些男士的想法。
And I could do everything I can to keep from tears.
然后我会尽其所能让他们免于流泪受苦。
I hear the men saying, "I have to have my son."
然后，因为我常听到男士讲说，我必须要一个儿子。
As if their manliness depends upon them having a son.
好像是已经被命定了，就是他必须要有儿子。
And the women feed into it.
然后女士只是填补空档的。
Friends, it goes back to God's sovereignty.
朋友们，我们要回到神设立的那个画面。
Can we choose to have a boy or girl?
我们可以自己选择男孩跟或是女孩吗？
It's God's choice.
那是神的选择。
He created men, he created women.
他创造男人，创造女人。
He created boys and he created girls.
他创造男孩，创造女孩。
And everything that God creates is good.
神所创造一切都称为是好。
I thank God every day that I have sons and a son and daughters.
我每天都感谢神，我有儿子，而且我有女儿。
They are both equal in God's eyes.
他们在神的眼中都是一律都是平等的。
And we shall not. It is a sin to favor one over the other.
我们不应该，而且若是偏心的哪一位，那是在神眼中就是罪了。
In the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记
we see men heroes like Moses and Aaron.
我们看见那个民族的英雄就是摩西亚伦。
But we also see female heroes too.
我们在那边也看到女性的英雄。
Their sister Miriam.
就是他们的姐姐米利安。
And what about the Hebrew midwives?
还有那个
The women who were helping to people give birth.
还有那些那个三伯叫做助产那个三伯哈。
They were
some... 那个以色列的三伯。
The Pharaoh said, "Destroy the male children."
法老说把所有以色列的男婴都杀了。
But the Hebrew midwives risked their lives to save the babies.
但是这些助产的那些助产婆，他们就刻意用一些方法让男婴还仍然存留。
They were heroes.
他们也是英雄。
So as far as families are concerned. As far as family is concerned,
所以照着这样他所在意的
we need to go before the Lord,
我们必须回到神面前
and say to him,
来对他说
help me,
帮助我
if I have a problem with my manliness,
若是我对这性别有问题的
that I only want a son and my daughters are not important,
若是我只想要儿子觉得女儿不重要的
confess it as sin,
你要到神面前来承认这个罪
And ask God to help us to appreciate what He creates.
来求神帮助我们去看见神创造的重要。
Secondly,
第二
life is the most precious thing.
生命是最宝贵的。
Taking the life of children is not even to be considered.
取去孩子，夺走孩子的性命是绝对不可以的。
This principle has stuck with the Jewish people ever since.
所以这样的原则不断的在以色列的百姓里面。
More than anything else,
超过所有的一切。
Jewish people value life more than anything else.
以色列犹太人看生命重于所有的一切。
Anything that preserves life, we will do.
任何可以让生命存留的，我们都会去做。
There are some exceptions.
那是他们是有这样的一个顺序。
Some Jewish people have been involved in abortionist movements.
所以
Some Jewish people have been involved in abortion.
Abort.
Yeah.
但是有这个是
You mean that Jewish people that involved in that
some have, not all, but some, and it's
important.
It's a national sin.
是参与在堕胎里面，同意堕胎，这事实上是让国家犯了罪。
The book of Exodus teaches us
出埃及记教导我们,
to preserve life.
要存留性命,
to preserve life, not to take it.
要保存性命, 不可以夺走性命。
Thirdly,
第三,
families that fear God
敬畏神的家庭,
pass the covenant to the next generation.
会把这样的约传给下一代。
Families that fear God pass the covenant to the next generation.
敬畏神的家庭会把这样的约传给下一代。
When God called Moses to come back to Egypt,
当, 神呼召摩西要把百姓带出埃及,
there's a story in chapter 4 that's rather difficult and confusing.
所以在第四章有一个故事是蛮艰难去理解的。
But the basic import of the story is this.
在这个故事的, 基本的是这样。
On their way back to Egypt,
在回埃及地的路上,
it was revealed that Moses and his wife did not circumcise their children.
就是来彰显出亚伯兰跟他妻子没有让他们孩子行割礼。
Circumcision is an outward sign of the covenant with Abraham.
那割礼就是跟亚伯兰立约外显出来的记号。
And by not circumcising his children, his boys,
既然他没有把他儿子行割礼,
in essence, Moses was teaching,
就是应该是要照着摩西所教导的,
that the covenant relationship with God is not important.
是好像是跟神的这样的约定不重要。
We are all in a covenant relationship with God.
我们都在跟神的这样约的关系里。
What are we doing to pass that kind of relationship to the next generation?
我们如何把这样的约来传递给下一代呢?
Before, earlier this morning, I emphasized that some of us came to know the Lord as adults.
早上我有提到说有些人是成人之后才信主。
But it shouldn't be like that.
但是不应该是只是像这样。
The normal thing
正常的是,
is for us to be believers as parents.
应该是我们的父母就应该是信主的了。
For our children to grow up in a biblical home.
好让我们的孩子可以, 成长在一个圣经化的家庭里。
As godly parents,
是一个敬虔的父母。
We need to teach our children about covenant.
那我们就必须要教孩子关于这个约。
Covenant means personal relationship.
约代表是个人跟他的关系。
And the written covenant is the scripture.
写下来的约就是经文。
We teach our kids all kinds of spiritual things.
我们教导我们的孩子各式那属灵的事物。
We teach them songs and get them involved in church.
然后教他们唱诗歌，带他们去教会。
But are we teaching them the Bible?
然后最重要，我们要教导他们圣经。
Are we teaching them the Bible, the written covenant?
我们有没有教他们圣经，就是这写下来的约呢？
If we want the covenant to go to the next generation,
若是我们想要这样的约能够传到下一代,
all kinds of church involvement will do very little.
那所以只是仰赖教会能够做的是非常微小。
Joining a local worship team will do very little.
然后假如是加入教会或加入敬拜团，能够帮你做的也是很微小。
Helping them to know God's word will do very much.
能够帮助他们了解神的话语，那才是最重要的。
In our generation of believers,
在我们这一代的信徒,
we are in trouble.
我们落入麻烦中了。
We are in big trouble among believers.
我们在整个信徒当中真是落入大麻烦。
Because we're raising a generation of children,
因为我们兴起了我们的新生代,
that does not know the Bible.
那一群是不认识神的话语的人。
They know how to sing.
他们知道怎么唱歌。
They know how to perform on stage.
他们知道如何在台上表演。
They know how to repeat our prayers.
他们知道如何重述我们的祷告词。
But when the storm comes,
但是当风暴来,
they don't know this book.
他们不知道这本书教导的。
We as a church and as families need to teach our children the written covenant.
身为教会，身为父母，我们必须教导孩子这个约。
It's no accident that in the book of Exodus,
就这样的出埃及记这个书卷就没有任何的意外偶然了。
The main place that God took the children of Israel after their slavery,
就是神要把他的孩子们，他的 他的百姓从这样的一个奴隶当中带出来
was to Mount Sinai,
去带到西乃山
where God not only spoke,
让神不只是要说话
but wrote down what he spoke into the Bible,
而且要在那边写下他的约就是我们的圣经
This takes us to the last part here,
这就带到我们的下一个部分
What kind of educational significance do we have inThe first 11 chapters of Exodus.
在出埃及记前十一章，在教育的部分，它是怎么样来看它的重要性
？Well, we need to help our children to remember their past.
我们要帮助我们的孩子记得他们过去的背景。
To remember their spiritual past.
要来记住他们属灵的过去。
Think of the spiritual heroes in your lives.
想想在你生命中那些属灵的英雄。
Think of the books that you like to read by people that have helped you.
想想那些你来在信仰跟经历中喜欢读的书，还有那些帮助过你信仰的人。
We need to help our children to remember these same heroes and more.
我们也要帮助我们的孩子，也要来纪念这些。
The most important heroes are those mentioned in the scriptures.
最重要的英雄就是在经文里面所写的。
They are heroes.
他们都是英雄。
At least the ones that are heroes.
这边有一个是也是英雄。
The Bible provides examples both good and bad.
然后神把他的这个英雄他的好坏都记录下来。
Do people appreciate Moses as much as they appreciate Paul?
那人们来赞赏摩西是不是如同赞赏保罗这么多呢？
We need to help our children to remember their past.
所以我们必须帮助孩子来记住他们的过去。
Secondly,
第二
this goes without saying, but it's from the book of Exodus.
这也是从那个出埃及记来的看见的一些女性。
Setting the examples of godliness.
所以他们表彰出对神的敬虔。
Our children may not remember the things that we teach them.
孩子也许记不住我们教他们的事物。
But they will always remember the things we do to them.
但是他们永远会记得我们做在他们身上的事。
What was the legacy that the midwives were passing on to the children of Israel?
可以想象这收生婆传递给下一代的故事跟意义是什么了。
Here were a bunch of Israelite women.
这边有一大群那以色列的妇女们。
Most of the names we don't even know.
大部分这些人名字我们都不知道。
In society, they were probably way down at the bottom.
甚至在整个社区社会当中，他们是属于比较低下阶层。
They weren't leaders in their community.
他们不是社区的领袖阶层。
When they pulled up in a black car, they didn't pull up to a building in a black car and everybody bowed to them.
他们并没有在那个是好像那个在建筑物里面被人家歌颂或是在纪念。
They were just, I shouldn't put it this way.But they were some of the greatest heroes of our people.
但是他们却是我们民族里面伟大的那个英雄。
They didn't seek attention.
他们没有看没有被认真看过。
They didn't even get formal education. They didn't go to seminary or university.
他们甚至没有受过正式的教育，也没有去上过圣经学校或神学院。
No degrees after their names.
在他们名字也没有任何的学位。
But they were some of the greatest heroes.
但是他们却是其中一些伟大的英雄。
So much so that the story about them is written in the Word of God.
所以这是为什么他们的故事也会写在神要求要写下来的书里。
When we think of examples of godliness,
当我们想到这些敬畏神那个敬虔的榜样，
we think of the Hebrew midwives.
我们就想到希伯来人他们那些收生婆。
What examples of godliness do our children know about?
那在我们应该要给孩子怎么样敬虔的榜样呢？
Alright, so those are some of the educational things we can learn from the first 11 chapters.
这就是在前十一章我们可以学到在里头一些教育的重要性。
We're ready now to go to the next section of Exodus.
所以我们现在要进到出埃及记的下一部分。
First 11 chapters presented us the first part of the good news.
所以第前十一章就显示出来那个好消息的前部分。
It presented to us the bad news.
那呈现给我们的是我们认为的所谓的坏消息。
Now in chapters 12 to 15.
现在从十二章到十五章。
We will see the good news taking place.
我们就看见我们以为的那个好消息就是在这里了。
We will see redemption taking place.
因为我们看见救赎开始了。
It's probably one of the most incredible stories of all history.
也许这是整个历史中最奇妙的故事了。
And it is certainly one of the most repeated biblical stories.
当然就是我在重复的就是圣经里面已经记载下来的这些事。
First, let's look at the theological significance.
所以首先我们来看看这个神学性的重要。
What events are we talking about in this section of Exodus?
在这个埃及，这个事件到底在讲什么呢？
Well, I might have these in the wrong order, but here are the main events.
也许我排列顺序不是很正确，但是我们来看看这些事件。
The final plague.
那最后的一灾。
Plague number 10.
第十灾。
The slaying of the firstborn.
就是要让那个长子都被杀。
God would move throughout Egypt.
神要来带百姓离开埃及。
Actually, let's go to the second one first.
Oh, okay.
This one. Yeah. God will move throughout Egypt and slay the firstborn of everybody.
神要来激动那整个埃及，要击杀那头生的。
Read this passage, please.
Okay, 我来读这出埃及记十二章十二节。因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切头生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。
In Egypt, the firstborn was almost God status.
你知道，在埃及头生的都被看为像神一样的重要。
Certainly, the firstborn of Pharaoh.
就是都要被去服侍，都要被派去服侍法老王。
Because he or she was destined to take over.
因为这些都是要让他们能够接手过去的。
And so the final plague was a final blow to Pharaoh.
所以这最后这一灾，事实上就是要来击垮法老王的。
And notice what the latter part of this verse says.
然后在这个经文的最后 一段在说的是
It's not really the human beings that were the problem.
不是
Sorry. It's not really the human beings that were the problem.
不是这个人有问题
They were just physical manifestations of the demons of Egypt.
他们只是彰显出那个彰显出他们背后那个邪灵的实际性而已。
Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments.
所以这是在要抵挡的就是背后的那些邪灵。
So the slaying of the firstborn would apply to Egyptians, apply to Israelites, and even to the animals.
所以这样的击杀头生的不只是在埃及，所有在那地的还也会关系到以色列民，也关系到所有的动物的头生。
And this leads us to the second main event.
那个就带进到第二个
Go back.
Okay, 第二个事件了。
The Pesach sacrifice in Egypt.
就是在埃及地，哎，在埃及的那以色列人必须献上这样的生祭。
Look at Exodus 12:7.
在十二章第七节。
You can read it.
各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
This one. God offered a way out.
神提供一个出路。
God said to everybody in Egypt.
神告诉在埃及地所有人。
If you will take a lamb.
若是你愿取一头羊羔。
And sacrifice it.
来献为祭。
And take its blood.
来取它的血。
And put it on the doorpost.
涂在门框上。
And the lintel of your houses.
而还要在门楣上
I will see that,
我就要看见这记号
and I will not slay the firstborn of that household.
我就不击杀这房子的头生的
This would have applied to anybody in Egypt.
事实上这在埃及地每一家都可以这么做
Anybody that took God at his word,
任何愿意听神的这些话的
the lives would have been spared by the blood of the lamb.
他们的生命就因着这些羔羊的血就可以保存。
This leads us to the third main event.
这就又引到第三个事件。
The world's first fast food meal.
在他们的最快速的一餐。
Exodus 12 verses 8 and 11.
这是在出埃及记12:8-11，我来念。
Go ahead.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，穿上脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节。
They were to take that lamb that they slaughtered.
他们取了一头羊羔，让把它杀了。
And eat it together as a family.
然后是全家一起来吃。
The whole family is united in this event.
就全家在这样的事件中是要连结在一起。
They were to eat the lamb with other symbolic foods.
他们也跟着除了这羊羔，还要吃其他代表性的食物。
We'll talk about these soon.
嗯，之后会快快的谈到了。
And they were to do it quickly.
而且他们要快快的做。
Fast food meal.
是速食的一餐。
And they didn't have microwaves.
但是他们也没有微波炉可以做。
It was to roast the flesh over fire.
那所以最快的食物就是用火烤。
And eat it quickly.
而且要快快吃。
Because tonight, that night, God was going to take them out.
因为就是在那一夜，神要来击杀了。
Their freedom.
要把他们带出去。
Their freedom, when it would happen, would come quickly.
所以就是因着他们的自由，他们要快快的。
And then the last main event.
最后一个事件。
Was the actual scampering or leaving from Egypt.
就是要逃亡出埃及，或者逃离埃及，或者是称为离开埃及。
Chapter 12, verse 41.
在12:41，正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
All right, these are the main events.
你知道，这个就是主要的一个事件。
Now, secondly.
再来下一个。
The remembrance of these events, how we commemorate or remember these events.
要记得这些事件，我们如何去记忆呢？
God is an incredible God, friends.
所以神是一个极妙的神。
He knows how to teach us.
他知道如何教导他的百姓。
He knows how soon we forget our history.
他知道我们人脑多快就会把这个历史给遗忘。
Don't we forget so easily?
难道你没发现我们很容易遗忘事情吗？
So in Exodus, God makes provision for this.
所以在出埃及记，神就定规了一些方式给他们。
He said to the Israelites, "These are incredibly important events. I want you to remember what I did."
他对百姓说，这是都是很重要的那些事件，我要你们能够去记忆住。
So he said in Exodus.
所以他在出埃及记就这么说了。
Every year at this time,
他说每一年的这个时期
set aside this day,
你要把这一日分别出来。
It's your day of your national freedom.
那是就是你们国家的自由日。
I want you to get together as families.
我要你们全家能够聚在一起。
As families.
是一家人。
And if your family is small, invite another family or two to join you.
若是你的家族的成员很少的话，你就邀请其他的朋友加入你们。
And then God said something to them that every Chinese person loves to hear.
然后神就告诉了他百姓那些话是华人也很需要听的。
He said, when you get together,
他说当你们聚在一起
eat.
要吃。
We love to eat too.
我们很爱吃吼。
You know, my son, some of you know our son, Yoel.
有些人你们认识我儿子 Yoel.
He married a Chinese girl from Hong Kong.
他就娶了一个华人女孩，是香港人。
Her name is Chang Kwan.
她的名字是灿群。
And so we talk about food a lot.
我们常常在谈论食物。
Chang Kwan jokes with us.
然后灿群加入我们家庭。
She said she and her friends and relatives love food so much.
她说她跟她朋友很喜欢谈论食物。
That even while they're sitting down eating, they're talking about the next meal.
他们甚至坐在那边吃餐，在谈论，在讨论下一餐要吃什么。
It's a good thing.
那是好事。
By the way,
好，另外
some of you who do know Yoel and Chang Kwan,
do know.
who know them.
在座若是有认识我的儿子约尔跟他太太灿群的。
Notice that they're not here with us on this trip.
你有没有发现这一次他们没有跟我们一起出来？
That's because Chanquan finds it so difficult to travel sometimes.
因为灿群现在发现他要长途旅行有点艰难了。
It's difficult to travel when you get morning sickness every morning.
因为你发现早上都会北驾的时候你要旅行就很难了。
The baby is due in June.
那孩子会在六月初。
We're going to have a part Jewish and a part Chinese grandchild.
我们将会有一半犹太一半华人血统的孙子了。
I wonder what size its nose is going to be.
我就很兴奋，想要闻闻这样子的婴儿的味道是什么。那他的鼻子会是怎么样？
Okay, back to our task here.
好，回到我们要讲的课。
God said to His people.
神对他百姓说。
Every year, remember your redemption.
每一年要去纪念你们被救赎的。
And how do we remember the redemption?
我们如何去记忆这些被救赎的日子？
By getting together as families.
就是要全家聚在一起。
And eating symbolic foods.
来吃一些代表性的食物。
Foods that remind us of the redemption.
那食物就来提醒我们关于神的救赎。
First thing on the menu is the lamb itself.
首先一道食物就是要那个。羔羊，羊羔。
The lamb is eaten every year.
这羊羔，这羊肉是每年都要吃。
So we can remember that our redemption was accomplished by a lamb.
然后我们就会不断的记忆，我们的救赎就是透过那羊羔的献祭而来。
Second thing for dinner.
在晚餐要吃的第二个。
Is matzah.
就是 matzah 无酵饼。
Matzah is bread.
Matzah 是一个饼
，made without yeast，
是无酵做成的饼。
It doesn't matter what kind of bread，
不管它是长什么样。
It could be whole wheat, it could be sourdough, it could be anything。
它可以是全麦，也可以是白面，什么都可以。
You just can't put stuff in it that makes it rise。
只要是最重要是不准放酵在里头。
Because in the original story。
因为在原始的故事里
，They didn't have time for their bread to rise. They had to eat matzah.
他们没有时间去那个发面粉，所以他们就是吃无酵饼。
So eating the matzah reminds us of some parts of the story that need to be told.
所以在吃无酵饼当中，就来纪念，就是去想要被教导的那些。
The Hebrew word matzah.
那希伯来文 matzah
is actually a Hebrew word that means to drain out.
事实上意思在希伯来文意思就是被带出去的。
It means to drain out anything that is not supposed to be there.
就是要把它不该属于在里面的全部都要给把它弄出去。
So matzah is made of the only things that bread can be made from.
所以 matzah 就是在这种情况下可以就是什么都最纯净没有任何添加物没有去发的。
What do we need to make bread from? What ingredients do we need to make bread?
那要用什么样的材料来做这饼呢？
Only two, right?
只有两种可以做饼，不是吗？
Flour.
就是面粉。
And water.
和水就可以做面粉，就面团做饼了。
You don't even need salt.
甚至盐也不加。
No flavorings.
也不加任何香料。
Just flour and water.
单纯的面粉跟水和。
That's matzah.
那就是无酵饼。
It's down to its basic core.
那是回到最核心的部分。
It's fascinating.
是很吸引人的。
To read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 in this light.
在这个投影片里面，你会读到哥林多前书第四章那边讲的。
Paul's talking to the Corinthian believers.
保罗对那些哥林多的信徒说。
About this very same thing.
也谈论同样的事。
He's teaching them to celebrate Pesach.
就是他教导他们如何过逾越节。
And he's drawing some very important spiritual lessons from the physical stuff.
从这个很实际的这些事物来教导他们那属灵的事物。
So we're saying to them, eat matzah.
那我们就跟他们讲要吃无酵饼。
Why?
为什么呢？
He says to them, because you are matzah, he says.
因为他说，因为你本身就是那个无酵饼。
You and me, we are matzah.
你我们就是那个无酵饼。
What is matzah?
Matzah 无酵饼是什么呢？
Everything that's not necessary is drained out.
一切不需要没有没必要的全部都驱除掉。
What did Yeshua take away?
那这会是什么样的情况？
He took away our sin, didn't he?
所以耶稣来是怎么样挪走那些不该有的呢？就是挪走我们的罪。
Who are we?
我。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
I am a teacher.
我是个老师。
No.
不是。
I do teaching.
我是做教导的。
I am a new creation.
我是新造的。
You are a nurse.
你是护士。
You are a mother.
你是个母亲。
You are an insurance man.
你是也许是做保险的。
Or you are a garbage worker.
也许是在世上做职场做工作的。
No.
不是。
These are things that you do.
这些只是你在做的事。
If you believe in Yeshua,
若是你是相信耶稣的人，
your basic core is that you are a saint.
那你最核心的部分就是你是神的圣徒。
You are a holy one.
你是那圣洁的那一位。
You are a righteous one.
你是那公义的。
You are a new creation.
你是那新造的。
Because Yeshua took your sin away too.
因为耶稣已经把你里面那些罪挪走了。
You and I are matzah.
你我就是那无效饼。
Incredible, incredible symbolism.
那是很奇妙、很奇妙的一个象征。
So back to Pesach.
那就是这个逾越节。
The commemorative meal we are to have with each other.
就是在这样的纪念的一个晚宴里面给对方。
Has on its menu the lamb.
要有特别的这样的餐，一个就是羊肉。
And when we eat that lamb, we're to talk about what the lamb first did in Egypt.
就要在吃这羊肉的时候，就要谈到这羊羔。这首先在埃及地为百姓所做的事。
It's a tool to help us to tell the story to our children.
这成为我们可以告诉孩子这些整个故事的工具了。
And we're to help to remember the Passover lamb, Yeshua.
然后也要带着他们要去纪念我们逾越节的羔羊，就是耶稣。
One pictures the other.
然后一个画面带到下一个画面。
If we take away the original one, we won't understand the second one.
若是你挪走那原始的画面，你无法了解那个后来的那个画面的意思。
Second thing on the menu.
这第二个在餐点里的。
Matzah.
就是无效饼。
When we eat the matzah.
当我吃无效饼。
We're to talk about its significance.
我们要谈到这个重要性。
First in the original story.
要首先要谈到那最原始的故事。
And then we can bring stuff in like what I just shared with you from First Corinthians.
所以接着我们就可以跟孩子分享刚刚我谈到的那更多前书所谈论的这些。
The physical food is a tool to share the spiritual realities.
很实际的一个食物就可以带出那属灵的真理。
And there's a third part of the menu.
在这餐点里面还有第三个部分。
Bitter herbs.
就是苦菜。
Or as they say in UK, bitter herbs.
要不就是说那个苦的食物，苦的菜。
Americans don't say the H, bitter herbs.
那个 herbs 或 herbs 发音的上的问题哦。
It doesn't matter what bitter herbs they are.
不管他们是什么样苦菜。
As long as it's bitter.
只要这个植物是苦的。
Probably in this part of the world, you would probably use wasabi, right?
Yeah.也许在这个国家就用那个苦瓜。
Make it bitter.
让它是苦的。
Make it so bitter that tears come from our eyes as we're eating it.
让它苦到你吃的时候，你会那个泪水都会要挤出来的。
Because these remind us of how bitter it was to be slaves.
因为这要提醒我们当一个奴隶有多苦。
And when we eat the bitter herbs,
当我们吃着苦菜，
we're to talk about that.
我们就要谈论这些。
And talk about it with our children.
对我们的孩子谈论这些。
The physical helps us to talk about the spiritual.
这样实际的物件就可以帮助我们对孩子谈那个属灵的事物。
That's what God is doing.
这也是神在做的方式。
So we have the events in Egypt.
所以在这里，埃及地就出现这事件了。
That which accomplished our redemption.
这就要来完成我们的救赎。
Is a physical picture.
这是一个很实际的一个画面。
Of that which is our spiritual redemption.
这表彰出我们在属灵部分的救赎。
Ephesians 1:7.
以弗所书1:7.
In him, in Yeshua.
在他，就是在耶稣里。
We have redemption through His blood.
透过他的血，我们就蒙救赎了。
We cannot understand that verse.
我们无法了解这句话。
Apart from its original meaning in the Passover story.
你若离开了原始的故事，离开了原始这个逾越节的这个事件的话，你无法去了解这句话。
The Pesach story is not just history.
所以我们的故事不只是个历史。
The history becomes a tool to teach theology.
这历史就成为一个工具来教导出这神学观。
For Messiah, our Pesach also has been sacrificed.
所以弥赛亚就是已经为我们付上这样的代价了。
This is why it's so important to celebrate Pesach.
这是为什么那么重要，我们必须要庆祝逾越节。
We were not meant to understand what Yeshua did for our redemption.
我们被命定就不应该要忘记弥赛亚对我们的救赎。
Apart from the history of Pesach.
若是你离开了逾越节的这样的历史事件的话，你就无法去了解。
God in His infinite wisdom and love said, "Do this every year."
所以神有这样的智慧跟爱，要求他百姓要每年这样做。
It will help us to remember what it means to be redeemed.
他要来帮助我们来知道也记忆这样的救赎。
The physical redemption
在肉体上被救赎的
pictures the spiritual redemption we have in Yeshua.
也表彰出我们在耶稣里面被救赎那属灵的真相。
Because what does the word redemption mean?
你知道救赎这个字是什么意思？
It's a theological word.
是很神学性的一个字眼。
That means setting free of slavery.
那意思就是从奴役中得自由。
The word redemption means to be set free from slavery.
那救赎实际上的意思就是从被奴役中来得到自由。
The greatest biblical picture is the actual Exodus story.
那事实上在圣经里面最伟大的这样的画面就是在出埃及记的这个故事里。
And it pictures the reality that we were slaves to sin.
这样的在画面出现最真实的就是我们是在罪的奴隶里。
But through the blood of the Pesach Lamb, Yeshua.
但是透过那个逾越节羔羊的血就是耶稣。
We were set free once and for all.
我们就被释放得以自由，而且是永远的自由。
So we saw the events, and we saw how the events are commemorated.
所以我们看见这事件，也看见他要我们庆祝这节庆来做第一。
Still under the theological category here.
那在这边仍然有神学性的情况在这里头。
What was the result?
那结果是怎么样呢？
The result.Of the Exodus story,
结果在整个这个历史的故事里
was that the children of Israel went through a complete change.
就是这些以色列百姓完全被改变
on a physical level,
甚至在实际上的层次也被改变
Before the Exodus,
在出埃及之前
they were called the Hebrews.
他们被称为希伯来人
The Hebrews,
就是希伯来人
This term is never used of them.
这个在这个术语就不再用了。
In the book of Exodus.
在出埃及记就不再用了。
After they were set free.
就是当他们得自由之后就不再用这个字。
They went through a change of identity.
他们就经历了这样的整个身份被改变了。
After the Exodus.
在出埃及记之后。
They were called children or sons of Israel.
他们被称为以色列的子民，以色列的百姓。
This term
这个术语
is only used once about them
只有在出埃及之前只有用过一次
before the actual Exodus story
事实上就在出埃及之前只用过一次
and it's used of them only in the title of the book
它只是用在那个书卷的一个标题而已
before the Exodus they were the Hebrews
在出埃及之前他们是称为希伯来人
after the Exodus
在出埃及之后
they're the children of Israel
他们是以色列的百姓
Before the Exodus?
在啊
Did I skip this one?
OK. 我不知道为什么它顺序是这样。OK.
Before the Exodus,
在出埃及之前
they were slaves.
他们是奴隶。
After the Exodus,
哎呀，奇怪。
They were redeemed.
在出埃及之后他们是被赎回的了。
This is important, friends.
朋友，这是很重要的。
If everybody in this room would grasp the importance of this, a lot of problems could be solved.
如果是在座的各位，你们可以抓住这些重点的话，很多问题其实就迎刃而解。
What about our redemption in Yeshua?
那关乎我们在耶稣里的救赎又怎么样呢？
Just like the ancient Israelites,
就像古代的这些以色列百姓
，they went through a physical change as a people.
他们在实际上身份已经被改变。
That pictures the change that we all experienced in Yeshua.
这个画面就是我们在耶稣里面每一个人都经历到的。
The change in our life,
就是在我们生命中的改变。
Before Yeshua,
在耶稣之前
we were sinners.
我们是罪人
Now we are redeemed.
现在我们被救赎了
Now we are righteous.
现在我们是义人了
The phrase that we also that we use so often
那我们常常最常用的一个句子
I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
我是一个罪人只因着恩典而得救
It's not biblically accurate.
这实在是不是圣经的里面的用语。
We are not a sinner any longer by our identity.
因着这样的身份改变，我们的身份不再是罪人了。
Yes, we still sin in our flesh.
是我们肉身仍然会犯罪。
But that's not who we are.
但是那不是我们的身份了。
We were once sinners.
过去我们的身份是罪人。
According to Romans 6.
照着罗马书第六章。
That sinner died with Yeshua.
这个罪人已经跟耶稣一起死了。
That sinner never survived the crucifixion.
在钉十字架之后，这个罪人不再是活着的了。
And when Yeshua rose, newness of life.
当这样的耶稣从死里复活
，We rose with him.
我们是跟着他一起复活。
Brand new people.
是全新的人了。
We could not be fixed by God.
我们无法被神来处理。
He had to put us to death.
所以无法这样的处理他所以神必须把我们先治死
Israel cannot be changed while slaves in Egypt
若是以色列仍然在埃及地当奴隶他们身份没办法被改变
God had to take them out
必须把他们带出去
We could not be changed
我们也是一样无法被改变
The old man died, said Paul
对保罗说的那旧人要先死去
The sinner we once was is dead
过去我们的身份那个罪人的身份必须先死掉
I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes
我知道有时候呢感觉不到这个是个真相
And I know it doesn't look like it sometimes
我知道有时候看起来也不像这个真相
We're not talking about feelings and how things look
我们谈论的不是外表看起来或是感觉上
Israel did not look like a redeemed people, and they certainly didn't feel like it sometimes.
以色列看起来真的不像已经是被赎回的百姓，有时候他们的作为，他们的自己的感觉也不像。
But they were redeemed.
但是他们是已经被救赎的了。
We're not going by how we feel or how we look.
我们不是要回到我们的感觉或是感我们的外表。
Paul says in Romans 6.
保罗在第六章说，罗马书第六章。
Several times. Several times in Romans 6.
在罗马书第六章讲了好几次。
He says, know this.
他说你要知道。
Know this.
你要知道。
Know that.
你要知道那个。
Know this.
你要知道这个。
Not feel this.
不是你要感觉这个。
No, 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 and no.
而是你要知道知道知道知道。
What are we to know?
我们如何去知道呢?
That we're no longer sinners.
我们要去知道就是我们不再是罪人的身份了。
We are new creations in him.
我们在它里面是新造的了。
We're no longer slaves to sin.
我们不再是罪的奴隶。
We are servants of righteousness.
我们是公义的仆人了。
We are changed.
我们被改变了。
If we believe that, friends,
朋友，若我们相信这一点
it will help us to walk like it.
它就会帮助我们行出这个样式。
But if we believe that we are just the same old sinner,
若是我们只是相信自己仍然是一个罪人
When temptation comes our way,
当试探来了
It'll be much easier to give in to it.
若是你知道你新的身份你在试探你就很容易越过
Because we will think, well, that's me anyway.
你若试探来了那个你还以为自己是罪人的话你就会很容易落进去因为你想反正我是罪人嘛
But when temptation comes knocking on the door,
当这试探在门外敲门
we're to look at that demon and say,
我们就应该看着那个魔鬼跟他说
That's not me.
你敲的那个门已经不再是我
Those clothes do not fit me any longer.
这样的门已经不再是我的门了
I'm not a person who, I'm not a liar.
我不再是那个人了，我不再是过去说谎的了。
I'm not an adulterer.
我不再是那行淫的了。
I'm not an alcoholic.
我不再是那个醉酒的了。
I am a new creation in Yeshua.
我在耶稣里是新造的了。
I am righteous.
我是公义的了。
And I am a child of God.
而且我是神的儿女。
And you have no place in my life.
你在我生命中毫无地位了。
You see what knowing our identity will help us to do?
你看，当你认知到你自己的身份的时候，可以如何的帮助我们自己了？
If only Israel would have remembered that they were redeemed people.
所以只要以色列百姓能够去纪念他们是被救赎的百姓。
Before our break,
在我们休息之前，
we have time for the next section.
还有一点时间，我们可以讲到下一段。
In Exodus chapters 12 to 15,
在出埃及记时12章到15章。
What kind of political or government significance do we have there?
在那边到底有怎么样政治跟统治的那样的重要性呢？
Well, there's several things we can learn.
有一些事我们可以学习。
First of all,
首先
military power,
军事的政治的能权力
is totally subject to the will of God.
是完全是属神的旨意。
We could buy all the nuclear missiles we want.
那
We could buy, a nation could buy all the nuclear missiles at once.
就是我们看到，我们可以，也许我们就是可以买那些核子弹啊，什么那些。
You could have the most computerized army at once.
你也可以有一些那些电脑什么电子的飞弹。
The Egyptian military.
那在埃及的军队。
Was the most advanced military of its time.
是在当时最强盛的军力。
And in one night.
在那一夜之间。
God destroyed it.
神就把它摧毁了。
It doesn't matter.
所以不管。
In Joshua, in the book of Joshua,
在约书亚雅记里面，
it got to the point where Joshua, it didn't even matter how many soldiers Joshua took onto the battlefield.
根本不在乎约书亚带进那战场的是有多少军人。
It's God who gives the victory.
而是神赐给胜利的。
Or,
或者
in some cases, it's God who gives the defeat.
或者是神在某些战役里面，他给下来是战败。
But a nation who does not fear God does not know this.
但是若是国家不感觉到神，他们就不会注意到这事。
That's why we are in trouble in Israel.
这是为什么在以色列我们落入极大的麻烦呢？
We have one of the best militaries in the world.
我们拥有世界最大最好的军力。
But we are not trusting in the Lord our God.
但是却没有全心信靠神我们的主。
It will come back at us.
那就这会回到过去的历史。
When my daughters were in the army,
让我女儿在军队中服役。
Part of their basic training,
他们其中最基本的训练
is one day they were given a lecture by their officers.
就是
teaching by their officers.
Oh, okay. 就是其中有一天就是政府官员来给他们上课。
And in one case, in the case of my older daughter,
然后在我大女儿的例子里，
her officer said to the group,
是他的那个政府官员来教课的，告诉他们班上的。
We have a great military.
我们有最伟大的军力。
And we have won incredible victories that we should not have won.
而且我们曾经战胜一个我们根本不可能得胜的战役。
But we have won these things only because of God.
我们会做成这些，就是因为神。
Not because of our military might.
不是因为我们自己的军力真的强盛。
She couldn't believe her ears was actually hearing that.
她无法相信她耳朵真的听到政府官员讲这种课。
If only the rest of the army and the politicians would know and believe that.
若是其余的军队、其余的那些政府官员真的也知道这一点的话，
Egypt was destroyed in a night.
埃及会在一夜之间被击溃的。
Secondly,
第二，
It is no use trying to hide or cover up government failures.
要去隐藏或掩盖政府的过错是没有用的。
Egypt,
埃及
was like other nations at that time.
在那一刻也像其他的国家一样。
When the government did something good,
当政府做了一些好事，
the whole world knew about it.
全世界都知道。
Just visit the tombs of the pharaohs.
只要看看法老的墓。
The walls are full of their bragging of how good they were and what good things they did.
他们所有那边记载他们有多好，他们做了多少好事。
But mention is never made of their failures.
但是从来不记载他们失败的部分。
There is no, that's why there's no physical evidence of the Israelite slavery in Egypt.
所以在那边完全埃及的历史完全没有记载他们如何的奴役那些以色列百姓。
It was a government cover up.
那是政府把它掩饰掉了。
But it's no use.
但是没有用的。
Why?
为什么
？The Exodus story is not in Egyptian records.
那出埃及记这样的故事根本没有记载在埃及的历史上。
Only a limited number of people can read.
只有少数人有机会可以去读到。
But.
但是。
The Exodus story.
这出埃及记的故事。
Is in the most widely read book in the universe.
已经记载在全世界全宇宙最被为阅广泛阅读的书了。
The whole world can read the Bible.
全世界都在读圣经。
What's the use of covering it up, right?
所以埃及政府想要掩饰掉没有用的。
That's a lesson our governments need to learn.
这也是政府必须学会的功课。
Be sure your sin will find you out, says the scripture.
圣经讲说，你小心你的罪会被显出来的。
How much time do I have time to cover this? Okay, just one point here.
在既然还有一点点时间，我们再多讲一个。
Family significance.
家庭生活的重要性。
Well, godly families.
敬虔的家庭。
Remember their redemption together.
敬虔的家庭，他们会一同来纪念救恩。
This is not a church event.
这不是教会的事和活动。
A family event.
这是一个整个家庭一起的一个活动。
Remember their redemption together.
家庭的成员要记得他们是一同被救赎的。
That's what the Pesach commemoration is all about.
这就是为什么节庆需要的重要性。
Don't get me wrong.
不要想错了。
It's not wrong for a church to get together and celebrate Pesach.
教会聚在一起来庆祝逾越节并没有错。
In fact, there's a lot of good to do that.
这也是很好的事能够这么做。
But primarily it's for families.
但最主要的是能够全家在一起。
Sometimes the church gets in the way, doesn't it?
但是有时候你看教会常常忽略了家庭成员的重要性。
Sometimes churches plan so many events.
有时候教会计划太多的活动了。
That takes families away from being families.
这样把家族的成员都分裂开来参加各自的活动。
When we were a pastor in America,
当我们在美国是个牧师的时候，
we and the elders decided on something.
我跟我们那群长老就决定了一些事。
Except for maybe one night a week,
至少一周要有一个晚上。
We decided to cancel all evening church activities.
我们决定取消所有教会的活动。
And let families be families.
让家庭真的成为真实的家庭聚集。
Let them come home and be a family.
让他们回到家里成为一家人。
Let them to reach out to their neighbors as a family.
不要让他们去到别的那个地方，好像是别人家。
Sometimes the church can get in the way.
有时候教会变成是这个样，把人分裂到别的家了。
You know, every situation is different. That was for our community.
当然，每一个情况是不一样。在我们当初教会那个社区，我们是定义要这么做。
I'm not trying to imply that church activities are wrong.
我不是要说那个教会有活动是不对的。
But what I am saying is that
我要说的是
，we constantly need to evaluate what are we doing to the families.
我们必须要不断去看见我们的价值观对象家庭的价值观是怎样。
Are we planning an event every night where the family can't get together and be a family?
我们是不是设计了一堆的活动在教会里面活动，以至于一家人无法，甚至一个晚上无法。没有一个晚上可以聚在一起的呢。
The Exodus story tells us that God wants us to get together as a family and remember His redemption together.
出埃及记告神告诉我们，他要一家人要聚在一起来纪念神的救赎。
Now the educational significance of this story.
所以在这样的一个教育的很重要性
is huge.
就是很大。
It's monumental.
是超过一切的。
So we have to wait till after lunch to talk about this.
所以这么大的一个议题，我们要等吃过中饭之后再来谈。
Enjoy your lunches.
来享受你的中餐。